views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. We're getting close to our February conference, and so exciting. About 4 months before the conference, I began interviewing all our Women of Wisdom presenters, and we're so geared up to having people join us in Seattle February 14th through the 17th. And I want to start off with a message from one of our featured guests, Esther Nicholson. She is going to keynote along with Jella Debonham our opening night, February 14th, and she's also doing a workshop on February 15th. And this is one of the things that she has to say. You now have this golden opportunity in this moment right now to turn away from the illusions of fear, doubt, and uncertainty. They are not your friends, and they mean you no good. Of course, acknowledge them when they crop up, but refuse to hang out with them anymore. Refuse to negotiate with that which is not real, and reclaim your divine inheritance as an expression of the divine. When we do this and the illusions start to fade away, we can truly say, wow, life really is good. I don't have an erratic, crazy mind running the show anymore. I have a beautiful mind. So we're going to interview a couple of beautiful minds right now. My first guests are Shahana Dattagupta and Shireen Sabani. Shahana is a creativity catalyst, teacher, and healer. Her work includes storytelling and creative writing, design strategy, visual art, Indian classical music, and theater. She's written 3 books, a collection of short stories, and a collection of memoir-based essays, and a self-help book on creativity. And Shireen is a community organizer, knowledge builder for autism. She builds synergy and community around stories of courage, creativity, and change, as well as creative approaches to parenting and supporting children with special needs, particularly those on the autism spectrum. Together, they are co-editors of the magazine Courageous Creativity, and they also facilitate creativity workshops. Their website is www.flyingchickadee.com. And together, they're going to do a workshop at the conference on Saturday, February 15th. It's called Create Your Story. New story equals a new you. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's a little echo there. Well, let's talk about your creativity and storytelling, how that became your passion.
So this is Shahana, and is there still an echo?
No. That was a joke that you both said.
Oh, okay.
You both answered. So I was like...
Yeah. So for me, I was a gifted young child and had all sorts of expressions and music, writing, theater, public speaking, painting. All these being the case, and then you go through a life that emphasizes educational paradigms, especially in India, the academic paradigm. And then this is a long story told in very short terms. Around age 30, having a very profound spiritual transformation and understanding love as a force and power that is so much larger than the way we understand it in the old paradigm. And seeing that creativity is really the natural physical expression of our true natures, which is love. And also understanding creativity not as not limited at all to anything to do with the arts, but that unique expression of each person, their heart and soul, and their true nature. So if love is the nature, then creativity is the natural outcome of that in the physical world. And that's sort of my end of it.
is it different for you, Shireen?
For me, I just wanted to add that I found creativity. I got in touch actually with my creativity a little bit later in my life. I was working in software for a while, and after I became a mother, took some time off to be home, and had also started feeling kind of some restlessness in my software career, just feeling like, you know, there's something more than this that I want to do and quite not knowing what it is. And then when Shahana and I became friends, Shahana was in the process of writing her first book. So I wanted to edit that, and we did that together and had a lot of fun doing it and decided we want to keep doing it. We founded Flying Chickadee and then continued on to start our magazine, and we published two more books of hers, some other people's books, and also started doing workshops together, which have been really fun.
Yes. I'd love to add that Shireen and I met, you said we became friends, but we met at something called Yoni Ki Baat, which is inspired by Eve Ensler's Vagina Monologues, in which we curated original stories of female sexuality and body from South Asian women in the Seattle area. And it's a profound and transformative project. It's in its seventh or eighth year now. I directed it in 2011, and that's how Shireen and I met. So storytelling and the power of storytelling in creative formats, translating personal narratives into generative explorations sort of became the natural way that our friendship took form in our work.
Well, that's great. And I love your title. You know, we all have our stories, but sometimes we sort of hang on to our stories. They're not always good ones. And so what you're talking about is, hey, let's turn it around, make a new you, a new story, because we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And how and how do you do that in your work?
Well, and just what you said, we're one of the things that we like to say is that we're always telling stories. We don't realize it, but we're telling stories about ourselves to ourselves in our own heads. And then we're telling stories to others, and whether we're selling, making a product and trying to sell it, or whether we're teaching in an academic institution, when we're doing journalism or writing history, we're telling a story. That's what we're doing. And it's great that you asked that question relative to how we're doing our work, because we started to understand that storytelling is sort of the start of the opportunity for creativity. In other words, we can tell the story as it happened to me in the past kind of a way, or we can tell the story that generates possibility. And then we started to notice that telling stories is also a way of shedding, which is, we call it writing away your story. So
what we do is, in our book, in our creativity workshops too, just as Shahana talked about, we start off with people coming with a story. We ask them then to generate what we call a possibility map, so different ways of saying the same story. And then very soon our participants get in touch with how much power their stories have and how much their storytelling can be transformative. And in the process of storytelling, they're actually really creating their lives. They're even in some ways creating their past based on where they are today. And then the thing we like to do is we like to reach the shortest story with the longest possibility. And that's always a really interesting and fun process, getting to the shortest story, editing away all the fluff around it and getting really to the shortest, most powerful story with the most possibility.
Oh, I agree. And because sometimes the fluff, we get too caught in the details, and the story goes on and on and on, and we tend to repeat. But if you really capture the essence of a story, that's really powerful.
Exactly.
So, and then bringing that to creativity, how then, because I believe storytelling is creative, taking that to the next step of creating and what you talked about is uncovering your true nature. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So one of the things we love, this is Shahana again, we love to look at creativity as an editing process, you know, there's the other part of the storytelling is that everything's a journey. Everything's a process. Everything takes time. And it does. It does in sort of this earth plane. But in the sense of spirit, our understanding is that everything that you're born with is already always here. It's available to you. You're a seed. You came fully equipped to be you. And the expression of it is obscured by a lot of conditioning and false masks and stuff that we put on. So it helps us then step away from this idea that becoming creative means I have to learn that one more thing or augment in some way, rather than shed and edit and get, like you said, get down to the essence. So you know, Michelangelo said, and that's the title of my book on creativity, that you are, that his job was to free the sculpture from the stone. So the thesis of the book is that you are the stone, you are the sculpture, you are the sculptor, and you're the chisel, and love is the force that guides all of that. So creativity is in that sense, allowing your light to shine through by this editing. And it, as Shireen likes to say, and I'll let her say it, it redefines some terms like growth or learning.
So we like to say, you know, what if growth and editing are actually synonyms rather than antonyms? You are essentially growing into the tree that you already are. So you can do that only by editing, by peeling away all those layers and masks that you've put on. And you can do that by shedding your stories, by being creative about which story you're choosing to tell. You're growing by editing.
I love that.
And that learning it redefines learning. Learning isn't going outside to learn something outside of you, but it's a way of learning something about yourself, revealing something about yourself.
Yes, and I think that's our whole life process. We continue to redefine who we are, and we're always learning about ourselves and then continue our path. It's just sometimes people get kind of stuck and they can't get, you know, it's almost you need a little push, and coming to workshops like you do and someone leading you, and 'cause some people think they don't have a story, and and sometimes they need a little push of you do have a story. You know, every day is a story, and to really encourage people to take a look at what their stories are. And stories are very powerful for others to hear. We learn from other people's stories, so it's really good to share. Well, this is Christina, so you're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we will talk again with Shireen Shibanam.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Shahana Dattagupta and Shirin Sabani. So, Shahana and Shirin, can you, one of you give your contact information, your website, and where people can learn more about you?
Sure. You can find us at www.flyingchickadee.com, and we also have a Facebook page by the same name, Flying Chickadee. You can email us at info@flyingchickadee.com.
Great. And so we've been talking about that process of growth and editing, becoming that, just growing into the tree that you already are, that you're born with this. And so you're, and we're kind of going through life shedding our, as we get older, shedding these stories. And so I love that, the synonym of growth is editing. And so how, let's talk a little bit about healing and how that's all connected with this.
Yeah, so healing, one of the real powerful definitions of healing we like, simple, the short story about it, is a return home, return to your original self. So if you look at skin on our body, it maybe get a little abrasion and a little tiny wound and then a scab. And if we haven't scarred, then it returns to looking like it did, except it went through a transformation in that process. So healing being sort of venturing off the path and then coming back home. And so naturally, if I'm discovering who I am and editing and shedding all the scars and the burdens and the masks and coming back to the nakedness, that soul underneath, then I'm back home. I'm healed. And so a tremendous, I mean, this also happened when we did large workshops and storytelling projects, whether it was the magazine or creativity workshops or the Yoni Ki Bat platform. We started to discover that women went through, women and men, but some of the projects were women focused, went through tremendous, actually physical healing became possible as someone's voice disorder went away when they told their stories, when they told their truths. Someone was able to conceive children after not being able to for 10 years. And so we landed on this. We understood how creativity and healing are, again, one and the same thing, because it just sets you back to being your true nature. And then we also have this understanding of healing the individual and healing the planet.
How's that connected?
So we like to say that, you know, by changing oneself, you pretty much change the world. And one of the ways we, a good example is just our magazine. We primarily do it because we enjoy it. We really enjoy it. It brings us pure joy to put out an issue month by month. We're working on it. And, you know, every time we launch an issue, usually around the first of each month, we call each other and, you know, we're really excited and congratulating each other. And we don't look at our Facebook page to see how many people liked it, how many people are reading it. It's less about that. We're doing our work because it's bringing us so much joy. But by doing that, by making ourselves joyful, we're realizing more and more that we are changing the world. We are creating an impact on the world. Then we see how much writing their stories is transforming our contributors, how much our readers get impacted and inspired by reading those stories, how much each reader finds himself somewhere in some issue they find themselves and get impacted. So, you know, that impact, that change in the world is coming about. And this year, for example, we are featuring organizations. Every issue is dedicated to an organization. And we just came up with this idea. We thought it was cool. We ran with it. We had fun with it. And what we're realizing is that each organization, in storytelling, they're finding that they're able to look at themselves from the outside and see, oh, this is what it looks like. You know, that different people in the organization tell their story, and then sometimes the head of that organization looks at it and says, wow, this is pretty cool. Like, you know, they look at themselves in a new light. And also organizations are getting connected with each other through our magazine. So all of this is happening just by us really finding our true nature, expressing our true creativity.
Yes. So is your magazine online or is it a print copy?
Yes. No, it's online. It's once a month, Courageous Creativity, available to read free online, on flyingchickadee.com.
Okay, great.
And it is available in print as well. It is available in print, so you can order it, but it's free online. But right from that same magazine page, you can order prints as well.
And we have global contributors every month. We've done it for 4 years almost now. And similarly with the workshops or the books, and we find that, you know, Shereen and I like to say that in the end of the day, how I showed up on a phone call with a contributor or a workshop participant or in a reading is how I'm changing the world. It's not necessarily the physical work, but how I showed up. So if I showed up healed and whole and loving, and I had one small interaction with one child, with one contributor, with one human being, anywhere, with one animal for that matter. And we go back to the tree metaphor there, you know, a tree that purifies the air by turning carbon dioxide to oxygen does so from anywhere. And a tree in Australia is contributing to my well-being here in Seattle. And this is a very interesting concept. It's doing so by just being itself. It's not moving out of its way or trying to be anything else other than what it is to give me healing. So that also, from healing, we have redefined the notion of service being anything other than your true self. So we say you're in service when you're in your true nature, which is your tree nature. So anything outside of being that is not service, but activism.
Oh, explain the difference then, what you're calling activism and service.
Are you asking me to explore that a little bit more, the difference between the two?
Yeah.
So activism is, again, based on a story. Like, you know, it's based on something is wrong and I'm here to fix it. And I'm finding purpose and meaning and self-actualization in the idea that I'm going to make something better. And for all purposes, that's in it. So even when it's well-intended, it's what the world knows in the existing paradigm. What we call being in service is you know, how a mango tree becomes a mango seed becomes a mango tree, and it gives mangoes, and it gives shade, and it gives habitat to other birds and animals, maybe it gives medicinal bark, and it purifies the air, but it doesn't do so with any other mission other than to be fully itself. And that's what nature asks us to be fully ourselves. And that mango tree, when it's healthy, is very naturally in service because it's giving and receiving in seamless flow with nature without having any agenda of changing the world. And so we say that you're in service when you're being that tree that you are and nothing else outside of it.
I love that. We and there is a term like social activism, and it's important to be active. But this concept, yeah, that we're trying to fix it, make it better. If we actually come from the place, and I think this is what you're saying, if we come from the place of just being fully yourself and giving of service up from who you are, that mm-hmm. is a stronger statement than I'm going to go fix things, because it mm-hmm. will actually correct things. Just you doing that makes changes in the world, transforms things.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah. And also when you go to fix something, you're going with fixing something based on an idea of the past, right? You know something and you're trying to fix it. Whereas if you go create a new story, you have a lot more possibility. You're not necessarily trying to fix, but you're reframing the whole thing. You're creating a brand new story instead of taking an already written story and trying to make little changes to that for fixing that. You're rewriting it completely.
Yeah, that's it. It's a wonderful way to think about story, you know, and I like the term to reframe things. You know, a lot of times we say things in a kind of negative way or look at ourselves in a negative way. And I think it's important to, you know, reframe things. So, you know,
one of our favorite exercises in our workshops is to go from don't want to want, where we started noticing how much people say, I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that. And if simply by making our participants aware of that and saying, while you're in the workshop, your exercise is you cannot say any don't want statement. You always have to speak in I want. And that in itself is pretty cool. It makes people realize that how much we do the don't want and how when we actually have to say what we want, it can be hard. You really need to know what you want.
Yes, I know. And then you got to get clarity. Like, yeah, what is it I want? It's so easy to say what we don't want. That's a familiar, you know. But to have to think about, what do you want? I know I've been stuck in that place sometimes when someone has asked me and I just go blank, like, wow, what is it I want?
And the don't want is, you know, you can only not want something that was based in the past, right? Because you heard it before and you don't want it. Otherwise, you wouldn't know it. Whereas want is puts you into the space of imagination. And that's something we really, really, imagination as a way of being, imagination and possibility as a way of being, where nothing is impossible. So another thing to drill that point a little bit in with an example is that we often laugh about the Wright brothers. You know, did they create the airplane because they said, oh, what a big lack, what a big problem that humans don't fly and let's fix it. But surely they didn't do that. They looked up at the birds and said, oh, my God, wouldn't it be wonderful for us to fly? And and look what that did, just that human inspiration or its inspired imagination and looking up at the sky and saying, or when Kennedy said, let's put a man on the moon, was there, you know, yes, there was some fear motivation with the back then USSR and stuff like that. But there's this sort of sky's the limit imagination capability that human beings have.
Yeah, it's unlimited. And I encourage everybody to check out Shireen and Shahana's workshop, Create Your Story. New story equals a new you. It'll be Saturday, February 15th in the afternoon. Go to womanofwisdom.org and check that out. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back, and I'm going to be talking with Noemi Chaparro.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Christina, and I would like to introduce you now to Noemi Shapiro. Noemi is a financial service representative with 27 years of experience as a business owner and financial service professional. Her goal is to dissolve the fears and confusion that arise when addressing financial matters through education, trust, integrity, and teamwork. And her website is www.financialguide.com/Noemi, and that's Noemi-Shapiro. She's going to give a workshop at the Woman Wisdom Conference on Sunday, February 16th, and it's called The Practice of Prosperity. So welcome, Noemi.
Thank you, Chris. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about you for a little bit. How did you discover your passion about prosperity and financial services?
I have to give credit to my father for that. He came here to the United States with towing five children with the assumption that the streets were paved of gold, and he wanted to lift his family out of poverty, which was no small feat given that he started with five children. And his advice paid off. It always stayed with me, and I think the story of the tortoise and the hare come to mind. And I think a little bit, as much as you can every day, saving everything you can, and in the end, the compounding effect will take care of you. And that's how that's what fascinated me about prosperity is that you don't need to have it come in chunks. You can build it slowly.
Well, is there a philosophy about that? You have to start early to do that?
Well, the earlier the better because of its compounding effect, right? But it's never too late to start. The discipline is more important than the amount.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about your philosophy about money then.
Sure. Let's see, where do I start? You know, I think that my philosophy about money is the same as that of about life. You know, we always fear what we don't know. Many of us were taught about money or how to manage wealth, or weren't taught, right? And so that because we fear what we don't know, we're afraid of it. And we avoid it altogether. A lot of, you know, women and men both, but, you know, women have not had the opportunity to manage money as intently as men have, you know, given that men are, quote unquote, the supporters of their households. Now with women coming into the workforce, and we, you know, our learning curve is a little steeper. And so it has scared many of us from taking the reins, and we tend to put our heads in the sand and feel disempowered because of it. And so avoidance and denial are your enemies in that arena. I think anything we can do as women to learn a little bit more about the financial world is going to help us continue to grow and succeed in life.
Well, let's talk about these, because I agree with you that there's a lot of blocks around money and prosperity with women, and I kind of tie it to deservability too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's true. That's true. You know, the beliefs about money, things that we've been taught are that, you know, money corrupts us, that if we want to be wealthy, we must be greedy. You know, we're unworthy of it or not smart enough. And all of these thoughts, what they do is they build barriers between ourselves and prosperity. If we're willing to suspend our own personal judgments and recognize that money is really a neutral energy, what we do with it, it can be good or can be bad. We choose. And you know, once we take on that responsibility, what we experience is freedom around money and in our lives.
Well, let's talk about that. Why is that there's freedom with that?
Well, when we have that sort of freedom, when we take that responsibility, then we're able to make choices for ourselves. The world, kind of the opportunities kind of open up right in front of us. We're able to now not fear that, you know, if I spend money on, you know, one thing here, I have to give up this other thing on my right side if I spend it on my left. When you take control, it's a strategy, you know. So by the time the decision comes, you've already, you know, thought about the pros and cons of spending money in a particular way. And so hence what happens is that you don't have to choose between one or the other. You can choose both, and you're making a conscious decision that will not set you back. You plan for it. And that's the freedom. The freedom comes in the planning. Did that make sense for you?
Yeah. I was just thinking, and you still have to go within kind of like knowing what your means are, and what's your take on, you know, the whole credit card thing, and, you know, we're in this culture of spend, and even spend beyond our means, and how that puts us into deeper holes.
Sure. You know, in the end, we have to sit down and look in the mirror and determine what is better for me. It's not so much, you know, what do I want all the time? You know, we could want a lot of things, but is it the right thing? And is more better? Those are the questions. And, you know, just because you want something doesn't mean that you have to have it. I think it was Deepak Chopra that said, you know, is it better to have what you want or want what you have? And when we make these decisions, we have to think about the consequences of those choices, not just the thrill of having whatever it is you purchased today, but how does that impact me tomorrow when I have to pay for these things? And if I purchase those shoes on sale today at 25% off, is that really doing me any good when I have to pay for those shoes for the next 2 years with an interest rate at 30%? Do I really get a sale? And so we have to think beyond that immediate gratification. And that's where the credit card, you know, seduction comes in, is that immediate gratification. Now, credit cards aren't necessarily bad. They, you know, basically, if when used correctly, credit cards can buy you time. And in business, it's a great way to keep moving forward, understanding that certain revenues are coming in to take care of the expense. But again, it's in the planning, understanding that that revenue is going to come in so that you can pay it off. You're not paying anything over and above what they charged you at the store.
Yeah, it's important to know that. I remember when I was planning, saving money to go travel around the world, it really put me in a framework. Like when I was at a store, I would look at something because I'd have that urge to, you know, that impulse buy, an urge to buy something. And I go, do I really need this? Mm-hmm. And when I asked that question, 9 times out of 10, I did not need it. And I didn't buy it. And I was able to save quite a bit of money to go on my trip.
Yes, right. And that's an important question to ask always, you know, and not just about buying things, but about ways we behave. Is this serving me or isn't it? You know, always taking account for your actions and what the consequences of your actions are. And, you know, it's not like we have to make dramatic changes. It doesn't have to all happen at one time. Again, you know, it's a fraction, a tenth, of what you have to change. If all you do is change a tenth, you know, a year down the road, you'll be exponentially in a different place and you'll feel so much better about it. You're taking control.
I think that's important to know, is that taking control is like, instead of letting the stores that, you know, we're bombarded with advertisements, mm-hmm. and, you know, whether it's TV or radio, and then being in the store, all the impulse buying, and we go, oh, isn't that great? You know, and you bring it home and then, you know, it sits on a shelf. You don't do anything with it. And to really be clear, what are your goals? What do you want in life? What do you want to put your money towards? And being really clear about that would really help for the times that you do go shopping, which we do regularly. We're in a store. At least, you know, we have to go to a grocery store regularly. So it's always there in front of us. And having that clarity of what it is you want in your life, I think fits in with this so much. And I want to explore this further in the second segment about our feelings about money, because, you know, those feelings can kind of run things. If we don't handle our feelings about money, it can get out of control. And it's almost a symptom of if your life being out of control, if your money and finances are out of control, mm-hmm. maybe your life's a little out of control.
Sure. Right. Well, again, you know, I think that our feelings and what we've heard and what we've been taught sometimes doesn't serve us. And so we need to take time to reflect on the importance of our actions and how we save money, how we spend money, and more importantly, how are we taking care of ourselves? You know, we have a great, great opportunity here living in the United States, the freedoms that we have, we tend to take things for granted. And behind that comes a lot of waste. And I think that happens when we're not clear on what it is that we want for ourselves.
And yes, I think and we have to go on to a break right now. This is Christine and the Voices Woman. We'll return and continue our conversation with Noemi Jabaro.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show Awaken to a New Reality will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking about prosperity and financial information from Noemi Shapiro. Noemi, can you give your website how people can contact you?
Sure. I'm at, we just changed it, so let me make sure I have it correctly in front of me. It's www.financialguide.com/Noemi, Noemi hyphen Shapiro, Shapiro.
Oh, is it a hyphen, not a dash?
It's a dash.
A dash, yeah,
yes.
A dash. Okay,
yep.
Great. So we're talking about prosperity, and we're in particularly in a hard economic times in the last few years. Have been difficult for people. And so is there a sort of resistance for people, to learn or for you to teach them about prosperity? Because I don't have any money anyway, so what can I do?
You know, prosperity, if we step back and we think about the definition of prosperity, and that is, it means having success and flourishing, enjoying financial security. That's what prosperity means. And for me, with women, I see it, I see it as a feminine energy, a blossoming flower, if you think about it that way. It's nurturing, and it's very feminine in nature. And prosperity shows up differently for each of us. You know, what makes me feel prosperous can be completely different from what makes, let's say, Barbara Walters feel prosperous, as an example, right? And so I teach about it now because I believe we can all be prosperous and therefore take a good care of ourselves and grow. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be about the money. Prosperity can be measured in many ways.
Yeah, and we have to look at that because we so, in our culture, it's so much about money.
Right. And, you know, it's times like these when it's most important. There's great need in our community to address our finances powerfully. And a lot of power comes from turning our face into our fears and facing them, right? Just turning around and saying, okay, I'm going to handle this. And what I love about teaching about prosperity in these times is that I can stand with women and encourage them as they move forward and they turn to face their fears. It's very powerful.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about the women's our great fear. What are their greatest fears or concerns about money?
They're concerned that they may not be able to take care of themselves, as an example, or you know. Women live longer, and a lot of my clients will ask me, you know, will my funds last my entire lifetime? Do I have enough to take care of myself? And then again, it's the not knowing how to do it. They want to know, where do I start? How do I take a look at this? It's bigger than they are, so they don't get started. And that's their biggest concern about money, is not having enough.
I think that's important to look at. You don't get started. The fears stop you from getting started.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It's again, in anything you do, it's taking one step forward. Just one tiny step gets you started.
That's right. You start where you are today. I mean, all you can do, you know, it doesn't pay and it doesn't matter to look back. What you didn't do. Why you didn't do it. Oh, my God, I'm so bad. Oh, my God, I'm so wrong. We're so good at that as women. I should have, would have, could have, right? But instead, what I like to do is let's take present time and let's look at what is important to you, to Chris Danis. What is important to you? You know, how do you want to see yourself 10 years from now, 20 years from now? And I like to start with that future view, and then we work backwards. And we put a plan in place. That doesn't mean you change everything all at one time. It just means today I'm going to put $5 in an account and not look at it, or $1, whatever it is, right? But the important piece is to get started, because if you look at the whole picture and you want to tackle the goal all at one time, it's overwhelming. You can't do it.
Right. That's so true. It does get overwhelming. And then you don't do anything. You kind of freeze.
That's right. You freeze. You're in the eye of the tornado, and everything else is spinning around. And what happens is we spiral, you know, negatively into a hole, as opposed to spiraling out and expanding our presence and our contribution in society. And that's my goal, is to help women stand strong so they can make greater contributions to themselves and through that to society and our community.
So it's like thinking beyond yourself too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what the magic that happens through this, you know, the spiritual nature of this, if you will, is that, you know, when we shift our focus to outside of ourselves and we start asking the questions of how can I contribute, magically you become a magnet and that which you need comes to you. And so it's like the community steps up in support of who you want to be in your future. And it's incredible. And you realize that you don't have to do it alone.
Well, and that is a framework that we often work from.
Yes.
Particularly women, that we've got to do it ourselves.
Yes. If I don't do it, no one's going to do it. If, you know, why bother talking to so-and-so? It's not going to help. Or I'm already here. We're defeatist in nature, right? I'm already here. Nothing's going to change. Well, the reality is that nothing will change unless you change it. And it doesn't have to be a lot. You don't have to change. This is the. If I could leave you with one message, it's that, you know, you just need to take one step. You don't have to run the marathon. Just take one step. And soon enough, you'll realize you're in a completely different place financially, and you'll start feeling better. You'll start noticing that you can do more things, that more people are showing up in your life to help you get to your goals, and you're empowered because of it, and we all prosper. We all prosper because of it.
So how does that work, community-wise? We all prosper.
Well, as an example, you know, you find yourself, you go to get help. You make the changes in your life. Yeah, we go to church. We go to circles. We go to the different community events. And all you need to do is share your story. I mean, prosperity, again, it's about feeling successful, right? And if all you're doing is sharing your story and you touch one other person, one other woman that has been in your shoes, and you share your story and that causes her or him to make that change as well, then again, the community, it's a ripple effect. Exponentially, we all lift from that same experience by sharing who we are, making contributions, and just helping your neighbor.
That's so true. Well, thank you so much, Noemi. I want everybody to know she's doing the workshop Sunday, February 16th on the practice of prosperity. And it's great information for women. It's a workshop for women. So I would love people to check out the website, womanofwisdom.org. All our events, we have a new special. You can bring a friend to a half-day workshop and get $15 off for your friend. You can bring a friend for the Friday evening with Esther Nicholson and Jala Jabonam and purchase your ticket, and you could buy a $10 ticket for your friend. So also there's volunteer opportunities and scholarships. So if there's no reason you cannot make it financially, because we make it affordable for you, and we do have volunteer positions available. So go to womanofwisdom.org. And I will be talking continuously through the next month, more Woman of Wisdom presenters. So look forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduce prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.